flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
a monk was sitting and meditating. A passerby stopped and said, "What do you keep on doing the whole day long?" The monk said, "I'm practicing patience." The visitor said, "Patience? That is just the excuse for laziness." The monk said, "Thank you for giving me the opportunity to practice patience now." Divine virtues undergo the process of acid test. Situations, circumstances are the litmus test for the ingrained virtues. Divine virtues are not about studying just, but they should penetrate the deeper level of consciousness. They should translate into actions at a time when they are most needed. During the times of opposition, during the times of abuse, defamation, how much you remain firm. That firmness is the mark of the spiritual giant. Situations come and situations go. But the mark of a religious and a spiritual man is this firmness. Baba said, paripakvata. No matter what is happening, oppression, tyranny, opposition, calumny, defamation, and the world is casting aspersions on you, and yet you remain firm. That's the mark of a religious man, unaffected, untouched. So this Murli is talking about balance about two authorities, the authority of ruling and the authority of religion. A guru said that tomorrow I'll tell you a great mantra, just a single line. And the audience was intrigued and eagerly waiting for the next day's revelation. The guru came and said, today I will tell you that mantra. And that mantra is, whatever that happens, happens for good. The audience is disappointed. One man said, my wife yelled at me and my boss shouted yesterday. What is the good in that? The guru said, that was a preparation for this chapter today. Now you understood why that happened. Everything has a purpose and everything is so beautifully placed in this divine drama. Not a single scene can be deleted. Every scene is beautiful. Every scene is apt. Every scene is placed where it should have been placed. The drama is perfect. The divine planning is absolute. We cannot see when we see with our tunnel visions. When you start seeing the whole, the perspective changes. When the situations come, it is not the view which should be changed. It is the viewpoint that needs to be changed. You start seeing the whole. The undivided vision. And when you see only parts, you suffer. There is a hidden truth in the whole. The monkeys were getting 4 chestnuts in the morning and 3 chestnuts in the evening. And they were given 3 in the morning once, and every one of them was unhappy. They just got offended, not talking with the master. The monkey trainer looked at the situation. The monkeys were receiving 4 in the morning and 3 in the evening. So what he did? He made 4 in the morning and 3 in the evening. The total figure remains the same, 7. But now the monkeys were extremely happy. So, being a monkey trainer is a great job. And God is that. To see the whole thing, not the fragmented truths, not the divided truths. The dichotomy should go away. the division should go away. And such undivided, unfragmented, unpunctured state of the mind is the state of firmness, paripakvata. So today's Murli has got two parts. And Baba said you need to strike a balance between the two things, Rajasatta and Dharmasatta, the authority of religion and the authority of ruling. Ruling authority has got 6 points and the authority of religion has got 4 points. The authority of ruling means you have authority. And you have all the rights and there is no dependency. The sanskars of dependency should go away. Adhinta. And basically there are just two types of dependencies. If you can get rid of these two, the journey becomes hands down, like a fall of a hat. Extremely easy. First, person dependency. And second, food. The addiction should go away. The person can be with everyone and yet unattached. Setting the boundaries. Uninvolved, being with all, laughing, rejoicing, moving around, and yet, afar, detached. The greatest dependency is human dependency. For a woman, a man, and for a man, a woman. Are the greatest bondages. Shake off this dependency and half the work is done. And the second is getting addicted to various flavors and tastes, and that remains at the very core of the being. The search for nutrition outside. The thought that this particular thing is going to give me energy is itself a fallacy. Energy is already within us. And don't think food alone is the source of energy. Happiness is energy, bliss is energy, love of God is energy, the prana is energy. The less food in the system, the more powerful you become. So, the first part is get rid of dependency. The second is this person can use whatever powers whenever he has to use. Basically, Rajasatta means what are the qualities of a king. If you are king here, you will be king there. The same sanskar the soul will carry forward. A king knows how to use his powers. King knows how to march forward, but king also knows when to retrace the steps back, when to accept defeat. The enemy is gigantic. One must know. Discretion is the better part of valor. To go back, to accept defeat, to move back. But that moving back doesn't mean you're weak. You're gathering the momentum to rush back. And defeat. So the second is powers. The third is every action will be as per the law and order. He is a man of order and disciplined. The radiant revolution, this is the disciplined mind, rather than an uncontrolled horse-like mind, an unbridled monkey mind. Everything is as per the law and order. It's a journey from chaos and anarchy to the world of order now, here. He will be mother and father. The king is like mother and father. He looks after, he sustains. They look upon him as an ancestor. They experience love, love of God as well. Protection. The weak become powerful. Himmatvan. So he is like, the king is like mother and king is like a father to the subject. He will be full of everything, all the virtues. Not to the extent that he gives it to others. And the last is undivided kingdom. Form unwavering kingdom. Steadfast. Not yielding. Not giving in. Not accepting defeat easily. So when you have such a kingdom here, then only you will have that realm of undivided authority there. So these are the six things. A king will be authority, he will not be dependent. Dependency makes you a slave, an emotional slave, an intellectual slave. The life of a slave is a life of sorrow and suffering, of attachment. Because slave develops so much attachment to his prison. Slave develops attachment to the food he receives without any work. Slave develops attachment to laziness, to sloth and slumber. Life of slavery. In the spiritual prison is a life of exhaustion. So the king will be independent. Second, all the powers are with him. Third, he moves as per law and order. He is full, enough and to share. He has got enough and to share. Undivided kingdom. Then there are four things about dharma satta. The authority of religion. First, the power of dharana, the virtues, imbibition of all the virtues. The English word imbibe, they use as a translation for dharana, dharana, as a verb. It's still a very poor translation. To drink. To imbibe means to drink. Imbibition means drinking. So it's like drinking the virtues and making them your own. A man purchased a spiritual parrot. The seller told the bird seller that this is a spiritual parrot. It is not an ordinary parrot. What so great about this parrot? And the seller said, this parrot will teach you divine virtues. The man was excited. Oh. He purchased the parrot at an exorbitant price and brought the parrot home. And he thought, let me teach this parrot a song. And he started singing and the parrot said, shut up, you fool. The man was angry and he took the parrot back to the shopkeeper and said, you said this parrot will teach me divine virtues? This parrot is abusing. The shopkeeper told, he is teaching you the virtue of humility. That is his method of teaching. Spiritual parrot. So dharana, Baba mentioned about purity. There are 8 points about purity there. The second is transformation power. If you see the history of the world, there are people who got converted. The moment they came in contact with spiritual persons, Jagai and Madhai, they were the two very wicked and cruel people. The moment these two people came in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they got transformed. Everything changed. Girish Chandra Ghosh, a drunkard, he came in contact with Sri Ramakrishna and his life changed. So, religion has the power to change, to convert, to transform. Parivartan Shakti. And the third is firmness. No matter what opposition, what operation, what tyranny, what abuses. The power of religion helps you to sustain and survive all the onslaughts and assaults of this world. It makes you strong. And the last is to remain humble. So you can draw a picture. The symbolic. What is this paripakvata? Like this tree. You can draw the picture of spiritual pillar. Purity is a spiritual pillar, Baba said, it's a pillar. It's a support. It's a pillar that sustained the entire universe, right from Copper Age. Had it not been for the purity of those people, the world would have been burnt. You can write an autobiography. You can do a comparison chart between the two. Or if you are having any recent conflict in life right now, some conflict is going on. See yourself as somebody who has Rajasatta and Dharmasatta, and how will you apply this Murli to that conflict and resolve it. So these are some of the works from today's Murli. Om Shanti.